what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Friday edition of the Coach's Corner, right here on Drive Time Sports. Big night for Carbon High School. Last night, the Lady Dinos managed to clinch their first ever state championship in the pool, doing it at the 3A classification and doing it by the slimmest of margins, topping Roland Hall by just 1 point. That was last night at Brigham Young University in Provo. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have Coach Allie Chamberlain over the phone right now. First year head coach Allie Chamberlain. And Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have to talk about the excitement of the Lady Dinos getting their state championship, their first state championship, and the fashion that it came in. I mean, we're talking about 1 point. And it's funny, it's against Roland Hall, a team that you guys went toe-to-toe with last year, came up just short. But, boy, what an exciting way to finish out the season yesterday.
It was the best.
What is it like when you get down to it? You know, you're down to the couple, the final few events, and it's this tight of a race. I mean, what's that like from a coach's perspective? And what are you telling your kids as the pressure continues to mount when you get closer to the end, knowing that it's so tight?
Oh, you just positive thoughts. You know, we had one literally have a breakdown on the deck before the last event, and I just was like, you got to pull it together. You worked so hard for this. Like, it comes down to this. You guys can do this. We trained, we practiced. You know, mentally you're ready. Like, do it. Just go find your happy place and let's get it done.
In the final event, Roland Hall's trying to make up as much points as possible, as many points as possible, and taking a look at the way things closed out, you know, it's so much different than other sports, Coach, and I know we can talk about that again in just a moment, but if we get down to the final event, it wasn't as if there was a lot that you guys could really do in that regard. I mean, Roland Hall actually took first in the final event, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct.
So I guess in a sense, it was all but done once you took a third place finish in the 100-yard breaststroke, correct?
Yes. See, that's what it's different in swimming with points-wise. You know, everywhere you can move up in standings is giving you more points. And this is what I am the most proud of. We did not have one single first place finish, yet we took home a championship. That is done as a team.
There's no question about it. And the highest place was actually third, right? I believe that was the highest place finish.
Yes.
I'm talking about the depth scoring and how much different swimming is. I guess it means a little bit more, right? I mean, you didn't have to rely on someone to dominate their particular event.
No. And that's where it does come down to a team. I mean, we had Owlie Pendleton, senior this year, you know, hasn't been able to spend a whole lot of time in the pool, but come, she went in place 17th, went up, got 16th, there's your point. It just comes down to every point matters, every single one.
Coach, you guys won a region championship a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was January 24th, if I'm not mistaken. Once the Lady Dinos claimed that region title, was it kind of clicking in your mind, okay, this team's going to win a state championship? Was that the immediate thought after you guys won region?
The immediate thought was, there was a chance. Swim's a little different in the sense that you take the top 24 and you take a gamble on that. So I had to really go through and see where their times would be, where they would be ranked the best, because the top 50 is showing you the top 50 in every race, but multiple swimmers could have swam that race that actually won't swim in a state. So you really just kind of have to do the math and see where it's going to come down to the best. So once I got that done and could see, I knew it was a possibility, like a huge possibility, but you just don't want to, you know, celebrate too soon.
Sure, sure. And I guess some of the unfamiliar territory at a sport like this, obviously you want to succeed individually, but you know that every point that you're accumulating goes towards the team effort. Does that click, though, with kids? Because I know in today's world, you want that instant gratification, right? If you take fourth or fifth place in one of the early events, I don't know if that would necessarily register to a younger kid that, hey, I still scored this amount of points, or does it with this team?
It is clicking. Like, it takes them a minute to get the gist of it, but once they figure it out, it's like, wow, like, this matters. It matters to everyone. Me being here, not only affects me, but the team as well. I mean, that's where it's unique in the sense that it is an individual sport, yet it's also a team sport. So you get kind of the best of both worlds there.
Sure, absolutely. Did it make it a little bit more difficult having this meet over one day, a Thursday, instead of over 2 days?
Yes. That's where I really struggle with the Utah High School Athletic Association. We're 3A and we are smaller, and I understand that, but I feel like we should have the same advantages as these bigger schools. A two-day meet gives these kids so much more rest, and that's what it's always been until the last 2 years that changed, to where once the 3As merged and they added 6A, that gave us just the one-day meet, and it does. You kind of feel like you're robbed, but honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better outcome. The kids showed up and they followed through in a hard meet like that. I mean, you're swimming four events in an eight-hour time period.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Every one of those events is brutally exhausting.
Oh, man. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, we're being joined right now by Coach Allie Chamberlain of the Carbon Swim Squad. Coach, outside of the girls getting their state championship, the boys performed well. I mean, there were a couple of kids that did log some big finishes for you. Kenan Lyman, who we got to talk to just a couple of weeks ago, finishes sixth in the 50-yard free, added an eighth-place performance in the 100-yard free, and I know your son also finished in the top eight, and you and I were talking off of the cuff, made some big improvements between region and state. The focus is, of course, going to be on the girls because they won a state championship, but there were some positives from the boys as well.
Yes, and you have to remember, it is a team. These guys practice together, they go to meets together. I mean, yeah, it scored boys and girls, but these boys were just as big of a part of our team as the girls were. You know, they help train each other, they push each other, they support each other. It's pretty phenomenal.
I kind of got to see a practice of your guys, and I'm laughing at some of the kids that were coming out of the pool because they said, thank you, you saved me. I get to do an interview with you. I get a break from what coaches have us do today. You guys have such a long season. It goes for so long, and these kids are participating in so many meets. That's a testament of a true athlete, and I know it's easy to get the gist of basketball, football, and baseball. These are the sports that we talk about, but swimming is so much different in the sense you guys have a grueling, grueling schedule as well.
Yes, and it's hard. Like, I don't feel like swimmers get the credit they deserve because it truly is exhausting. Every single day in that pool is they swim between 4,000 to 5,000 yards a day, and that's 1,000 yards. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about a 1,000-yard rusher in football, right? I mean, that's an accomplishment. These kids are swimming 1,000 yards weekly, right?
They're swimming 5,000 yards daily.
Oh my goodness, it's insane. That's insane to think about the grueling torture of a swim season. So when you cap that off with a state championship, I highly doubt there's a better feeling. And you had mentioned to me that you were really close when you were in high school as a swimmer as well. You fell just a point short, and I asked you, how does it differ between winning as a coach compared to winning as a participant?
You know, winning as a participant was great. It was, the memories are amazing. Rough in the sense that, you know, we could have been two times because we won as my junior year, could have won a senior, but to lose by that 1 point, and it came down to literally 1/100th of a second in a relay. So to come back as a coach and be able to see the excitement in these kids and the hard work that they put in and watching them fulfill their dreams, and it's just amazing. I think there's truly nothing like it.
Coach, I do want to talk about the girls coming up short last year, and I know this is your first year at the helm, but at the same time, how much of that was used as motivation for the returners that came up so close last year?
It was a lot. It was a lot of motivation. I've been an assistant coach for the last 3 years, so I've been involved with the program and all these swimmers. This was the first year at head coach, but they wanted it. I mean, they truly did want it, and it showed in their practices and in their attitudes and their demeanor. They wanted the win.
You always go back to attitude. Anytime I've talked to you, you've talked about the attitudes. If we've exchanged text messages or when I talked to you the last time we were interviewing the kids, you've always preached attitude. I mean, that obviously goes a long way in the pool. How much of it is mental?
Swimming's a huge mental game. Huge. I mean, something can throw you off and that's it. Like, your race is just done. But it's definitely a big mental game, and we try to stay positive as much as possible. And I believe in having fun. If this sport is grueling, if you're not having fun, who in their right mind is going to want to do it?
Coach?
Yeah, I think it's just about fun, keeping the attitude positive, keeping them positive, and really preaching belief in themselves, you know? Like, dig deep, because it's in there.
Well, definitely a great accomplishment. I know that's something that you guys have worked for all year long, Coach. I mean, it's not, you know, we always talk about the fact that these winter sports, they go from, what, November into February. But really, you can't just jump into the swimming pool in November. It's a year-round sport.
Yeah, and you'll see that most of my kids, especially the more elite, will swim year-round. Those that are in other sports and stuff, we still start training for our high school season come September 1. And we don't stop training until state's over.
Well, Coach, again, it's a pleasure to speak with you today. Congratulations on picking up a state championship yesterday. That's something that's going to be remembered forever. Congratulations to you and your team.
Hey, thanks. I just want to thank my kids and for all the hard work they put in and everything they did. And I mean, when they called me for Coach of the Year, that was the farthest thing from my mind. But these girls got me there, and that is so meaningful to me.
Well, it's definitely a beautiful thing, Coach. Again, congratulations, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Allie Chamberlain of the Carbon Lady Dino Swim Squad. If you want to get a complete recap on last night's state championship for both Carbon or Emory, just head on over to CastleCountryRadio.com. You'll find it right there. We have plenty more coming up when we return. We're going to be joined by Oliver Luck. He's the CEO and also the commissioner of the XFL, Vince McMahon's Football League, which will be making its return in 2020. Yes, he's also the father of Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. He's going to join us over the phone when we return on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports, right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.